This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. The economic crisis is claiming another victim, world trade. Last month, the World Bank predicted a 2% decrease this year, the largest drop since the 1940s. Economies that depend on exports for growth have been hit hard. Japanese exports decreased almost 27% in November from a year earlier. Japan has the world's second largest economy. A new report this week from China showed that its economy became the world's third largest in 2007, passing Germany. China could also pass Germany as the world's biggest exporter. But Chinese exports fell almost 3% in December from a year earlier, the sharpest drop in at least 10 years. A story in the Chinese news magazine Outlook warned that factory closings could lead to unrest as the economy slows. The latest reports show that German exports in November were down almost 12% from the year before. American exports decreased almost 2% in November from a year earlier. They were down 6% from October, but imports were down 12%. That reduced the monthly trade deficit to the lowest level in 5 years. Credit has improved in some cases since the financial crisis worsened in September. But falling demand, including reduced demand for oil, has cut trade around the world. The International Monetary Fund recently called for government spending, tax cuts, and international cooperation to support growth. To ease credit, the Bank of England last week reduced its main interest rate to 1.5%, its lowest ever. The bank was established in 1694. Britain's economy may have shrunk by 1% just in the final 3 months of last year. The first estimates are expected at the end of January. This week, Germany's coalition government agreed to an economic aid package worth about $67 billion. The two-year plan calls for spending on public works and a tax cut for low-income Germans. Critics considered an earlier measure too small to fight the recession in Europe's largest economy. Aides to President-elect Barack Obama have been negotiating with Congress on a two-year recovery plan for the world's largest economy. On Wednesday, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York suggested that the price could reach $850 billion. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.